Northeast sustained at 17. It was out of the west yesterday at 10 miles an hour. 1-2 pitch to Barone is a breaking pitch that misses inside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. So yesterday the wind was blowing in from left field. Today it's basically blowing directly across the field from first to third. And it's blowing hard. 2-2 to Barone. Swing and a miss. Pitch in the dirt. Tag applied. Barone is struck out. He's the first out in this ball game. And Hill's still on third base with one out now. So you can see the American flag out in center field. And you can tell that it's blowing from right to left the way that it's just sort of whipping that way. 400 to straightaway center and a chain link fence that runs all the way around this park at about 25 feet high. Jack Mosh, the batter now, the three-hole hitter, try to bring in that run from third base with the State Liners infield back, and Will Ferguson raises up his right fist to signal strike one to Jack Mosh. He swapped places with Marvin Sims, who's the field umpire in this game. 0-1 to Mosh. Swing and a shot into right center field. That ball's going to drop down for a hit and be an RBI knock for Jack Mosh. Cutting it off deep in the gap is right fielder Trey Oblas, and Mosh belly flops into second base with an RBI double. Greenville on the board first in the first. This offense likes hitting here at the Virginia-Tennessee state line. 15 runs last night, already one more here tonight. Just one out in the game. Jack Mosh on second with his fifth RBI of the year. Aiden Hill scores for the sixth time. And now Joel Dragoo, the cleanup hitter. First pitch to Dragoo is right down the middle for strike one. Dragoo had a monster grand slam in the ninth inning of last night's game. Way beyond the left field fence, almost onto the field that sits behind the left field wall. There's a little league field back there. So Dragoo was 2-for-6 with 2 runs and 4 knocked in. And swings and misses at that pitch, which was downstairs. He's quickly behind. No balls and 2 strikes. These two teams will lock horns 4 more times after this game this year. They'll play 2 more here in Bristol. That'll be the last series of the year for both teams on July 30th and July 31st. They'll play in the middle of July at Pioneer Park. 0-2 to Dragoo, grounded to third. That's a foul ball as it's in between Dennis Cook, the Flyboys skipper and third base coach, and Jake Cooper, the State Liners third baseman. So winds are stronger today out of the northeast, and for the start of summer, the temperatures are not reflecting the start of summer. Game time temperature right around 65. It'll fall into the lower 60s throughout the contest as the 0-2 pitch is at Dragoo's knees. A couple of strikeouts for Boynton here, but he's already given up one run. We saw a miracle a little bit earlier, and you know what? You can still see some glimmers of the sun, which popped out just for a second on a mostly cloudy, dreary day across the Appalachian League, where we had rain falling for most of the afternoon, but it cleared out just in time for baseball here in Bristol, and the sun trying to make an appearance on the summer solstice. Batter is Austin Bode. He's swinging for the fences and missed every stitch of it, nothing in one. Austin Bode played in the opener. He was 2-for-5 with a pair of runs scored. In fact, everybody that played for Greenville last night scored a run. That included Jack Mosh, who came on as a pinch hitter. So that's crazy as this pitch is in the dirt. Mosh is going to try to get to third, but he's going to be thrown out by Tariq Freeney. So Mosh didn't get a real good read on that dirt ball. He is caught stealing, heading to third base, 2-to-5. That will end the top of the first, but not before the Greenville Flyboys get on the board first here in the first. An RBI double for Jack Mosh. We're through one half inning from Bristol, Virginia. It's the Flyboys 1, and the State Liners are coming up as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Fans, when you come out to the ballpark, make sure to stop by our concession stands to get yourself a nice Juice Elm Hill hot dog. Elm Hill, the official hot dog of the Greenville Flyboys.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Boyce Cox Field from the Virginia-Tennessee state line, as the Flyboys have scored 16 runs in their first 10 innings here in Bristol in 2023. They lead this game 1-0 as we head to the bottom of the first, and we get our first look at Nick Good. Nick Good, this is his first start of the year for the Greenville Flyboys. 5'11", 180, one of the three left-handed hurlers on the roster for Greenville. Attends Bowling Green State University, where he had a 4.74 ERA, and faces Derek Cease to lead off the bottom of the first. Brings a fastball over the outside corner to the right-handed bat of Derek Cease, nothing and one. Nick Good, an 11.81 ERA over his first two appearances. Big deep breath into the windup in the 0-1. Pitch misses high. 5 1/3 innings pitched so far for Good, all in relief. 8 hits, 8 runs, 7 earned, 5 walks. 4 strikeouts. 1-1 from Good is hit softly on the ground to short. Charging it is Wallace Clark. Fast runner, got to hurry, not in time. Derek Cease hit that ball just soft enough to make it an infield hit. Clark did everything he could. But the state liners have their leadoff man aboard, and we'll see if Cease tries to do some running. He has one swipe and one try this year. Nick Arias will be the next batter. Nick Good with a 2.44 walks and hits per innings pitch, so that's not a very good number, and a 3.48 batting average against. Two numbers he'll try to bring down in this outing, as a big swing and a miss from Nick Arias on a pitch that was darting down and away from the right-handed bat. 1-0 Greenville, bottom of the first. And Good with a pickoff. He has a good move, and he almost got Derek Cease right there. In fact, Nick Good's move is so good that it's been called a balk at least twice this year, as he picks up his front right lead leg really high and then sometimes whips it out and throws it to first. It's a really good move, as this ball is banged up the middle. That's going to be fielded at the second base bag by Ortiz, who steps on the pillow and throws to first for an easy 4-3 double play. So just like that, Derek Cease erased, the leadoff single erased, 14th double play of the year. Turned by Greenville, they're averaging one double play per game defensively. It's a torrid pace for the Flyboys defense, as the Flyboys bats have only hit into four double plays themselves. That's one stat that's lopsided in a good way for Greenville. Dalton Bargo, the three-hole hitter, takes a called strike. Bargo, a big left-handed bat in this lineup. University of Missouri for Bargo, who stands in at 6'1", 200. 0-1 is grounded out to third. Diving play out there by Kai Wagner, but it slips underneath his glove and into left field. So Dalton Bargo bangs a single through the left side. Second hit of the inning, but two outs with the double play. And now Aries Gardner will be the batter. Flyboys defense fans out in their navy blue tops, gray pants, red lettering, and numerals outlined in white. Greenville across the chest, red caps, and the red bills with the three stars on the front of the cap as a nod to the Tennessee state flag. First pitch to Gardner, who still has his pink bat. He takes that one in off his hands and fouls it up the third base line. Austin Bode, Aiden Hill, Joel Dragoo from left to right in the outfield. Kai Wagner, Wallace Clark, Ray Ortiz, Nick Barone from third to first on the infield. Casey Gibbs is the battery mate of Nick Good, who who delivers an 0-1. And this one is lifted out of play off to the left. And that is off a roof down there and just outside the ballpark. Nick Good stares in at Aries Gardner with a runner on first and two outs. He sets, stares right at the man on, brings it to the plate, and that's a nice block by Casey Gibbs, who was sliding to his left and stopped it underhanded. Bargo held on first by Barone, who gets his second straight start at first base in this series. 1-2 to Gardner. And that one is fouled straight back into the netting. You can see the trees subtly moving out in left center. And in the neighborhoods behind the ballparks as well. They're dotting most of the area beyond the field of play, but there's also structures behind this ballpark. 1-2. That one misses outside. Another good sliding stop by Gibbs. This time he was almost outside of the right-handed batter's box. That pitch was way outside, but Gibbs again able to smother it. A lot of ballparks just have forestry behind them in this league. But this one you can actually see some houses, a neighborhood, and some streets running by. Another baseball field which sits beyond the left center field fence. Another pickoff move by Good. And back in diving is Bargo safely. That is a wicked move that Nick Good has as he raises up that front right leg but then twists his knee. Looks like he's going to dislocate his knee and whips it sidearm to first. He's been called a balk before, but he's also picked a couple guys off. 2-2 is out of play. Healthy wood on that for Gardner, but wasn't straight enough. Gardner sports red batting gloves. Also has a red guard guarding his forearm. 2-2. Check swing. Did he go? No, says Marvin Sims. Pitch was low. Full count. Nick Good was actually scheduled to pitch in last night's game, but Willeman was so effective as the starter, he went five innings and only allowed two runs, and then Penrod came in and shut out the State Liners for the final four innings, so Good was reserved and he's being used now in game two. Payoff. Runner goes from first, and the pitch is slapped off the runner. And he is going to be out, and that will end the inning. So an unfortunate turn of events for the State Liners in the bottom of the first as Gardner stroked a shot which was headed for right field, but it hit off the base runner Bargo. He is an automatic out, and the inning is over. We're through one inning from Bristol. The Flyboys lead the State Liners 1-0 as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hit a grand slam when you choose to make East Tennessee State University your home away from home. You'll find a vibrant and welcoming community, resources to support academic and personal success, and a full calendar of student activities available throughout the semester. Join us at etsu.edu/admissions to be at the center of the Buccaneer experience. On to the top of the second, we go. Flyboys lead 1-0 from Boys Cox Field. A weird end to the bottom of the first as Aries Gardner hit it into his teammate. And that ended the frame for the State Liners. So here come the Flyboys bats again. Leading off with Austin Bode, who was standing in the batter's box when Jack Mosh was caught trying to make it to third. And Bode gets a fresh count and hits it on a line out to Easton Rooley. who makes the catch in left field for out number one here in the second. Ray Ortiz will be the new batter, and he takes off the plate, down and away. And a called strike on Ray Ortiz. 1-1. As he gets his first start of the year in this series, 1-1. Big swing and a miss by Ortiz. It's now a ball and two strikes on Ray. Is hit in the air out to right center field pretty well. Retreating is Oblas, still going. He's at the fence, and it's off the base of the chain link out there. Ortiz cruises into second with a one-out double. Flyboys continue to hit here in Bristol. That's their second extra base hit of this game. Kai Wagner, the Flyboys third baseman, will bat next with a runner on second and one out. First pitch to Wagner is taken at the knees for a called strike. One to Wagner, and instead a spinoff and a throw to the second baseman, Derek Cease, as Boynton was worried about getting a balk called on him there if he didn't throw. Nobody was covering the second base bag, so he just soft lobbed it out to Cease, who was playing his normal position. Wagner fouls the next pitch off. Another 0-2 to Wagner, and he grounds this one up the middle. That one is going to find center field. Ortiz is going to be waved around third. He's going to score. Kai Wagner with an RBI base hit, and it's 2-0 Greenville. Flyboys bats having fun again against the state liners. They scored in five different innings last night en route to a 15-2 win. They've scored in the first two tonight. Wallace Clark is the batter. He's still looking for his first hit in this series, and he takes outside. Clark and Collins were the only two starters last night that didn't have a hit, but they both scored a run, as every Flyboy scored a run in last night's game. 1-0 to Clark is taken at the knees for strike one. One to Clark, and he takes that one down and in, two balls and a strike. One is shot down the left field line. That one is out of play. Flyboys 2, State Liners nothing. Top of the second inning. Runner on first and one out here. 2-2 from Boynton. Is swung on and chopped up the middle. That's going to be fielded by Cease. He's going to flip it to the covering Arias for one, and Arias will make the return to Bargo for a double play. So both teams have traded double plays. But to this point, the Flyboys lead where it counts. It's 2-0 Greenville as we head to the bottom of the first. You listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Schwartz Construction Solutions is your local trusted exterior remodeling company, specializing in building decks, porches, garages, and room additions. They have served the Tri-Cities for over a decade, have a high customer return rate, and are BBB accredited. Give Schwartz Construction Solutions a call to discuss your next project. Bottom of the second, another good start for Greenville in Bristol. They lead the State Liners 2-0 as Trey Oblas will lead off the bottom of the second, facing off with Nick Good. Oblas in last night's game was the only State Liner to have a really good game. He was 3-for-4. He had a home run in the game. First pitch to Oblas, catches the outside corner. Oblas seeing his first left-handed hurler in this series. Left on left, the matchup. Good brings the 0-1. And that pitch misses inside, a ball and a strike. One-one. And that pitch misses outside, skips into the dirt and past Gibbs. Two balls and a strike on Oblas. One banged foul by Oblas. Two balls and two strikes. Two-two. Outside corner, strike three called. A little bit of a late strike three called by Will Ferguson, but he rings up Trey Oblas, who's the first out here in the bottom of the second. First strikeout of the game for Nick Good. Easton Rooley now, he's 9 for his first 35 to start the summer. And the right-hander watches that one skip up there and actually caught the left hand of Ferguson, who's now smarting a little bit behind the plate, trying to shake that out. Rooley. That one missed, 2-0. Rooley, inside corner, strike one. Two-one, and that one misses high. Good officially allowed three hits in the first inning as that ball hit by Gardner that hit Bargo was scored a single, but Bargo was out since it hit him. Still trying to look into the scoring on that. 3-1 to Gardner is lifted into shallow right field. That's going to drop down in front of Joel Dragoo and be a one-out hit. Fourth hit of the game for the State Liners. Tariq Freeney will be next. Freeney was the two-hole hitter in last night's game. He went 0-for-4. Freeney carries a .258 average, 9 runs, 4 RBIs into tonight's Wednesday contest. Pitch is a called strike to Tariq Freeney. A 1 is grounded softly. That's in fair territory. Gibbs pounces on it up the third baseline. His throw to first, not in time. Tariq Freeney was hustling all the way. It's another infield hit for the State Liners in this game. As Freeney reaches first. So, yeah, that's the correct scoring. Just found it. I've been looking around. If the runner is hit by a batted ball in fair territory, the runner is out. The batter gets first base and a base hit. Interesting. Pitch is down and in. Runner heads to third. And a good dirt ball read by Easton Rooley, who's on third with a wild pitch. So quickly, the State Liners threaten here in the second inning. Runners on first and third with one out. Jake Cooper's the batter. Batting 0-95 to start the season, 2-for-21. Does have three RBIs. Gibbs will come out and give the signs. Barone is holding on Freeney at first. Third base, second base, shortstop, all playing for a double play. Another pickoff, and back in safely is Freeney to first base. Got to be really careful if you're good with the box already called on him this year. Of course, if he balks here, that's going to score a run. 1-0 to Cooper. Big swing and a miss at a fastball at the top of the zone. Some gray and milk-like clouds are moving from right to left. Out in the sky in front of me, there are some blue skies, some breaks in the clouds out to center field and left center. The sun is setting off to the left of the field. Another pickoff move by Good, but back in with a dive with no tag applied is Freeney. So even if the sun was out, it's basically disappeared now behind the trees and the houses that are off to the ballpark's left. 1-1 to Cooper, and that pitch stayed high. 2 balls and a strike. American flag continues to blow in general from right to left with the wind blowing directly from first to third in this game. It's a crosswind in this one. Maybe blowing a tad out to left. 2-1, and that one is fouled away again by Cooper, who's down to his final strike. Flyboys scored 1 in the first, 1 in the second, and lead this game 2-0. Trying to sweep the State Liners and go 4-2 on the 6-game road trip, which would be very impressive for the Flyboys. They were over the road for the first 4 games and then 2 games here with Bristol. Start a 5-game homestand tomorrow, 2-2 to Cooper, who stays alive by grounding that one over toward the third base dugout. Cars pass by in the distance behind the ballpark on the roads back there. Good stares in at his combatant, Jake Cooper. He sets and he delivers. And Cooper spoils this one off to the right this time. Off the right-handed bat of Cooper. Cooper sports a traditional-looking bat. Takes a big, deep breath outside of the right-handed batter's box, climbs back in. Whips the bat through the zone once and then wags it over his right shoulder. He awaits a 2-2 pitch, but first he wants time. As Good was taking a long time to bring that pitch to the plate, so Cooper used his right hand to signal time to Will Ferguson, who granted it. Now we're ready again. Another 2-2 runner goes from first, pitches inside, no throw. Made by Casey Gibbs, as that was going to be a really tough pitch to throw on for Casey. So stolen base for Tariq Freeney. And runners on second and third, a full count on Cooper with Joe Cardinale on deck. Payoff. Swing and a miss. Pitch in the dirt. It skips by Casey Gibbs. Throw to the plate. Not in time. So everybody's going to be safe as that pitch skipped away from Casey Gibbs. So Easton Rooley scores on a wild pitch. Tariq Freeney moves to third. Jake Cooper is struck out, but first base was unoccupied, so he will reach first on the strikeout. Second strikeout of the game for Nick Good, but that's not how you want to get your second strikeout, as the out of Cooper couldn't be completed. So runners on first and third, still only one out for Joe Cardinale, and now a 2-1 Flyboys lead. Another pickoff, and now they have him picked off. Over at first, you got to be careful with a runner on third. Tag is going to be applied to Jake Cooper. That officially went 1-3-6 on the pickoff caught stealing of Jake Cooper as Good's move finally pays off. So that's a huge second out. Tariq Freeney still on third base and a kind of a wild start to the base running in this game. We've seen a ball hit a runner. First pitch to Cardinale is lifted out of play. We've seen a strikeout wild pitch score a run. We've seen a pickoff caught stealing. Got all kinds of stuff going on. And we're only in the second inning. Two runs on four hits for Greenville. 0-1 pitch to Cardinale is fouled straight back. One run on five hits for the State Liners. O-2 is grounded out to short. Wallace Clark will field that on a pair of hops and fire it across to retire the side. So Nick Good does a good job with damage control. He limits it to just one Bristol run here in the second inning. They have cut the Flyboys lead in half. It's 2-1 Greenville as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
Pass it on. Imagine a lady who wouldn't give up her seat on the bus, a TV host who wanted to be your neighbor, or an inventor whose 10,000 failures didn't stop him. These vivid images all share the same caption. Inspiration. These people just did their best, and they inspire us. Now, what will you do to inspire others? Inspiration is in you. Pass it on. From PassItOn.com.
Brumley's Restaurant, located in the historic General Morgan Inn in downtown Greenville, always hits a home run when it comes to providing delicious cuisine served with Southern hospitality. Join them for dinner for the region's best steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m. Reservations recommended. Call 423-787-7500. Hey fans, you don't want to miss out on the best fireworks show in East Tennessee, which will take place on July 4th at Pioneer Park. The Flyboys will be taking on the Elizabethton River Riders at 7 p.m. with a 4th of July fireworks extravaganza taking place immediately after the game. Get your tickets now at flyboysbaseball.com. Top of the third, Flyboys lead the State Liners 2-1. As switch hitting catcher Casey Gibbs will lead off here in the top of the third inning. He'll bat from the left side against the righty, Boynton. First pitch from Matthew. This is down and in to Casey Gibbs. Casey two for his first 16. He, along with the other two catchers, Collins and Munson, have been swapping in and out, so they haven't picked up too many at-bats as he takes ball two inside. Those three have kind of been rotating catching duties. Collins has got a couple of spot starts at first, and Gibbs and Munson have had a couple of starts as designated hitter. But tough to get a ton of at-bats as a catcher, especially in a league like this. 2-0-2 Gibbs and a big swing and a miss. Rain is all but gone out of the area after raining steadily for most of the afternoon. 2-1 to Gibbs. at the knees, and strike two now on Casey. Two-two, and Gibbs fights this one off his hands down the third baseline. That's a foul ball. Two-two-two, Casey, and that one was spiked and hit Gibbs on the bounce on his front foot, as that one was really spiked by Matt Boynton. So a free base runner for the Flyboys here to start the third. They had their leadoff man on in the first inning, and they scored him. They had their leadoff man on in six of the nine innings last night, and the Flyboys scored him every time. So Greenville in this series, 7-for-7 at scoring a leadoff base runner. That's pretty remarkable in a way to pile up a ton of runs. Aiden Hill bats now, one of the hottest hitters in this series, and takes low. It's bad when you are 4-for-6 in the series with three runs and three RBIs and a two-run homer, and it's up for debate if you're having the best series. But that's a good problem to have for Greenville. 1-0 to Hill, and that one's fouled straight back. Hill doubled his hit total in one game as runner goes from first. Pitch is outside. Throw down to second is in time to get Casey Gibbs. So the throw was pulled a little bit, but it was pulled toward the first base side of second. And the tag was applied on the helmet of Casey Gibbs. He's caught stealing for the first time this year. So leadoff runner erased. It'll be the first time in this series that the Flyboys don't score. Their leadoff runner, 2-1 pitch to Hill. And that one misses outside, three balls and a strike. 2-6 on the caught stealing of Gibbs. Flyboys have been caught stealing now twice in this game. Hill ahead, three balls and a strike. Pitch from Boynton. Outside, ball four. So Hill's good series continues with a walk here with one out in the third. Nick Barone will be the batter now. Struck out swinging in the first following his four-hit, four-RBI game yesterday. First pitch to Barone. Big swing and a miss. Nice action down under the hands of Barone that time from Boynton. See some people walking on a walking trail. There's a small playground just beyond the left center field fence where somebody's swinging around out there having a good time in the breeze. And that one almost hit Barone in the head all the way to the backstop. And on a very wild pitch, Aiden Hill will take second base. That was a little bit scary on a fastball. Barone with an even count will try to recollect himself in the right-handed batter's box after almost getting his head taken off. 1-1. Swung on and hit into shallow left center field, but a nice catch out there by the shortstop, Nick Arias. So Barone just went out and kind of poked that baseball, and Arias was able to back up and make an off-balance catch. L6 on the putout of Barone. And now two down for Jack Mosh. Mosh had an RBI double in the first inning. First pitch to him is chopped down the third baseline, a foul ball. He scored Aiden Hill on that double. Hill's the man out at second base right now. Flyboys lead 2-1, top of the third. Game 2 of 2 in this series between the Flyboys and the State Liners, who are happy to hopefully be getting in two games. 0-1 to Mosh, misses outside to the lefty. The series between the Pulaski River Turtles and the Johnson City Doughboys was canceled. As they were attempting to play a doubleheader today. First the 1-1 to Mosh, and that pitch misses outside 2-1. Of course, that is in a out-of-division series for the River Turtles and the Doughboys, so Johnson City only travels to Pulaski one time. So yesterday's game got postponed due to rain. They tried to play a doubleheader today. They got postponed due to rain, and since Johnson City only takes one trip to Pulaski, those two games are canceled. So the River Turtles have now had three games canceled this year, Johnson City two, which will change the game totals, of course, for both teams. Johnson City will now only play a max of 46, Pulaski a max of 45. 2-1 to Mosh is hit hard into left field. That's a base hit. Hill is going to be waved around third. Here comes the throw from left field. It's going to be in time. So Dennis Cook and the Flyboys try to test the arm of Easton Rooley. That wasn't a good idea as Aiden Hill runs into the third out at the plate. To the bottom of the third we go. Flyboys 2, Stateliners 1, as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
East Tennessee State University provides innovative, unique, and engaging hands-on learning opportunities. When you live on campus, these opportunities are just outside your door. You'll also be steps away from classes, on-campus events, dining, and entertainment. You'll never strike out because there's always something to do and new friends to meet at ETSU. Join us at etsu.edu/admissions. Bottom of the third inning, Flyboys 2, Stateliners 1. And a new hurler for the Greenville Flyboys, it'll be Daniel Egan here to face the top of the Stateliners order. So Nick Good was just asked to go through the order one time. Through that one time, he allowed four hits and one earned run. He didn't walk anybody. He struck out two. So it'll be the big 6'4", 180-pound right-handed hurler Daniel Egan, who attended and attends Presbyterian College. He's a sophomore there, originally from Fuquay, Varina, North Carolina. And he will face off with the top of the Stateliners lineup, starting with Derek Cease, who had an infield hit back in the first. Pitch to Cease is lifted out of play. Egan making his third appearance this year. This is his first time making an appearance out of the bullpen. A 4.50 ERA for Egan so far over eight innings. 0-1. Swung on and grounded back up the middle. Clark to his left behind the second base bag. A nice play by Clark, who showed off his range and threw out Derek Cease for out number one. Eight innings for Egan. Now 8 1/3 following the putout of Cease. 9 hits, 4 earned runs. 1 walk, 8 strikeouts, so a great strikeout-to-walk ratio for Daniel Egan. A .321 batting average against, but only a 1.25 walks and hits per innings pitched, as Nick Arias is the next batter and takes what looked like a slider for ball one. 4-seam fastball, slider, changeup, sinker the pitch mix for Egan, who works quickly and brings the 1-0. That is on two hops. Back out to Clark, who fields it chest high and throws out Arias for the second out of the third inning. So back-to-back 6-3 putouts, and quickly two down as we are under the lights now from Boyce Cox Field. Stadium lights have just come on. I think technically you're supposed to not turn them on in the middle of an inning, but it's whatever. It's summer baseball. As Dalton Bargo will be the batter. He had a single his first time up. First pitch to Bargo, a big swing and a miss at what looked like a changeup. Bargo took off on a 3-2 offering to Aries Gardner, who's on deck. And the ball was banged hard by Gardner right off of Bargo, who was an automatic out since it hit him. And he's not going to be an automatic out this time, but he is going to fly out to right field. Joel Dragu makes the catch, a 1-2-3 inning worked by Daniel Egan. We're through three complete. Flyboys 2, State Liners 1, as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
Pass it on. Here's a short quiz. Who won Best Actress last year? Who won the World Series 2 years ago? And finally, name your favorite teacher. Pass it on. Now, I'm guessing that the last question was the easiest. Why is that? Because that person made a difference in your life. So, go ahead and make a difference. Because making a difference is in you. Pass it on. From PassItOn.com.
Hey fans, Wicked Weed is the official craft beer of the Greenville Flyboys. Since 2012, Wicked Weed has been pushing the envelope, crafting unique beers with bold flavors for the forward drinker. Find your new favorite on draft at Pioneer Park or at a local retailer. Top of the fourth inning, Flyboys lead the State Liners 2-1, trying to sweep Bristol here in this two-game series as they will send up Joel Dragu, Austin Bode, and Ray Ortiz here in the top of the fourth. Back out against Matt Boynton as all three of those men will get their second look at Boynton. Dragu struck out looking his first time up. That was in the first inning. Dragu 12 for 44 now on the season. First pitch to Dragu, and he sends this one in the air out to left center field. Pretty well hit on the run. Cardinale still going, and as he races onto the warning track, he sticks up his left glove hand and makes the catch. So a nice running play by Cardinale out in front of the 380 sign. That ball was probably hit 365-some-odd feet by Dragu, but not far enough to get it out of this ballpark. The wind was helping him as well. But he's out number one here in the fourth, and now Austin Bode will be the batter. Bode lined out to left field his first time up, and Boynton delivers a strike. Oh, one to Bode. Tipped into the mitt of Freeney, nothing in two. Oh, 2. And he nubs that one foul. Freeney will ask for a new baseball from Ferguson. He'll get it and toss it back to Boynton. Sebastian Bentz was out of the third base dugout to pick up the old baseball. 0-2. This is outside. A ball and two strikes now on Bode. Another okay crowd here in Bristol for Bark in the Park night. And unfortunately, not very many dogs have showed up either. Just one that I've seen so far as Bode takes outside 2-2. Can always be a lot of fun when the dogs show up. Bark in the Park night in Bluefield when the Flyboys were there as well, as Bode swings and misses at a pitch at the top of the zone. Third strikeout for Boynton. Two outs here in the fourth. Batter now is Ray Ortiz. He doubled and scored a run back in the third. So far, that is the go-ahead run in this game as the Flyboys lead 2-1. Pitch to Ortiz. And that one almost came in and hit him, and Ortiz was able to stop his swing as he kind of threw his bat toward the plate, trying to move out of the way of that pitch and kept it from crossing the Pentagon, according to Marvin Sims. 1-0. That one shot down the right field line. That one's over near the Flyboys' bullpen, a foul ball. There is some soft tossing going on down the right field line. Somebody with a hoodie on down there playing catch. One one to Ortiz, and that pitch misses downstairs. Two balls and a strike. Two-one, and that looked like a curveball maybe that Boynton tried to snap off, but it stayed inside of the right-handed bat of Ortiz, who's ahead 3-1. Flyboys have had a base runner reach in every inning so far. They're trying to keep that trend going here in the fourth. 3-1 to Ortiz. And inside ball four. They will keep the trend going as Ortiz works a two-out walk and reaches here in the top of the fourth. Certainly lighter at the ballpark today than it was yesterday. It was very overcast yesterday with rain threatening from the southeast all day. Never really got here. Today, the rain happened earlier, and it's definitely not light, but there's some light coming through from the sun trying to peek through the clouds as batter Kai Wagner takes up and away. Wagner had a base hit up the middle his last time up to score Ray Ortiz and give the Flyboys their 2-1 lead, which they still enjoy right now. 1-0 to Wagner. Taken outside, 2-0. Now time's going to be called as Matt Boynton has walked Ray Ortiz, and he's gone 2-0 to Kai Wagner, and he's drawn a meeting from his pitching coach, Ted Power, who is out in his black hoodie, white pants, red cap, some silver hair shining through the back of his cap, and he will try to talk down Boynton. Here in the top of the fourth, he's out there with Tariq Freeney. The catcher has his mask lifted up. It's a three-way conversation right now. Will Ferguson was going to make it a four-way, but before he could make it out there, Ted Power turned his right shoulder and started carousing off the mound and back into the third base dugout. So Power is gone as the wind picks up a little bit. Count, it's 2-0 on Wagner with Ortiz on first. Two outs, top of the fourth, 2-1 Greenville. Pitch to Wagner. Big swing and a miss. Change up that time, then Wagner was fooled all the way. It was way early. Two teams playing on the same field that Virginia High School plays their baseball games at. 2-1, runner goes. He got a great jump. Pitch outside. Throw down to second. A feet first slide. Not in time. That was another really good throw by Tariq Freeney that one-hopped the second base bag, but Ortiz was able to go on the first move of Boynton, and he swiped second base. So third steal for Ortiz this year in three tries. And a 2-2 count on Kai Wagner. Boynton brings it, and that one's off the netting. Kai Wagner had a four-game hit streak that was snapped on Sunday in the game against the Otterbots. That's the last game he played. So he will try to start a new hit streak, or he already did start a new hit streak tonight. Start a multi-hit game streak then. 2-2 to Wagner. Is grounded out to second. Charging it is Cease. He fields it and throws it first to retire the side. So a walk, a stolen base, but Ortiz stranded on second base. To the bottom of the fourth, Flyboys 2, Stateliners 1, as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on MinorLeagueBaseball.com.
In Alabama, the recycling industry employs nearly 11,000 men and women. Recycling just 10% more would create an additional 1,400 jobs and $66 million in personal income. To learn about recycling opportunities in your area, contact the Alabama Environmental Council. Recycling works in Alabama. Brought to you by the Alabama Environmental Council, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Hit a home run when you find your fit at East Tennessee State University. Our Buccaneer family makes it easy for you to connect with others and get involved. You can take part in on-campus activities like concerts and game nights, and you'll have access to university resources that allow you to knock your academic goals out of the park. Learn more when you visit etsu.edu. Bottom of the fourth inning, Flyboys 2, Stateliners 1. Greenville Flyboys Baseball here on MinorLeagueBaseball.com. Howie Boxley here with you as Daniel Egan will return to work here. A spotless inning for Egan in the third. And he will face off with Aries Gardner to start the fourth inning here. Aries was credited with a single on a ball that he smashed into his own player, Bargo, and that is the correct scoring of that play. If you hit it into your own player, you get a base hit, which I did not know before tonight's game. And Gardner takes low, ball one. So you learn something new every day, or at least you try to. 1-0 to Gardner. That one is chopped to first, and a bad bounce for Nick Barone, who tried to stab it on the short hop, but it was under his glove and into right field. So a ball banged through the right side by Gardner, a leadoff hit. Trey Oblas will be next. Appalachian League names hitter and pitcher of the week every week. In week one, of course, if you'll recall, Connor Penrod won pitcher of the week. Kerry Herndon Brown was the hitter of the week in week one. I'd like to tell you about the hitter and pitcher of the week for week two. As Oblas bats with one on and nobody out and whacks that one into right center field. Base hit for Trey Oblas. Over to it is Hill. And stopping at second base is Aries Gardner. So back-to-back base hits as the Stateliners threaten here in the fourth. Jordan Taylor for the Danville Otterbots was named the hitter of the week. He was 3-for-7 in the series against Greenville over the weekend and had a 5.45 average in week two. 12 hits, 9 runs for Jordan Taylor in week two. 5 extra base hits. He had 22 total bases. He stole 5 bases. A 1.524 OPS for Jordan, who earned hitter of the week and rightfully so. Easton Rooley, the batter now, with 2 on and nobody out. Pitch to Rooley. Big swing and a miss at the top of the zone for Easton, who sports almost appears to be a reddish-looking bat with some black on it, maybe. Peyton Consigli for the Bluefield Ridge Runners was named the pitcher of the week. He had a scoreless game started. 5 innings, no runs. Struck out 9 over those 5 innings. Only walked 2. And a big swing and a miss by Rooley, who's quickly behind, nothing and 2. So Peyton Consigli and Jordan Taylor, your pitcher and hitter of the week in the Appalachian Baseball League. So congrats to those two guys. Flyboys lead 2-1, bottom of the fourth. But the Stateliners threaten with 2 on and nobody out. 0-2 pitch to Rooley. And that pitch misses outside. Probably a good idea. Right on right, the matchup here. 6'4 righty Egan sets at the belt. Checks the man on second and delivers. That one is outside and in the dirt. A nice block by Casey Gibbs sliding to his right. Gibbs has gotten better as the year has gone on. Seemed to be allowing a lot of pitches to get through in his first start or two, but his last couple he's been rock solid back there for the most part. It's always good from your catcher. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Top of the zone. Daniel Egan blows him away with a fastball. And there is one out here in the bottom of the fourth. First strikeout of the game for Egan. Nick Good had two over his two innings pitched. And now Tariq Freeney will be the batter. Freeney singled his first time up and was stranded on third. Flyboys have already turned one double play in this game. They've turned 14 of them this year. First pitch to Freeney. Misses outside, 1-0. Freeney from Chandler, Arizona. 19 years of age. Pitch to him. Called a strike at the bottom of the zone. Freeney is now 9 for his first 32 with the state liners and an average up over 260. Three doubles and a homer for Tariq. He's knocked in four to this point. 1-1. Hit in the air, out to center. Aiden Hill charging, still coming, now slowing, and makes the catch. So that one was hit a little bit off the end of the bat for Freeney. He skies out to center field, and back-to-back base hits, followed by a strikeout and a flyout, puts two on, and two out for Jake Cooper. Cooper struck out swinging his first time up, but he was able to reach first on a pitch that got away. He was eventually caught stealing, though, for the second out. That was a big second out in the inning, and part of the reason why Freeney was stranded on third base. So Cooper bats now in a spot with two on and two out, the pitch from Egan. Bounces up there, and again, Gibbs with a good underhanded stop. American flag flapping just a little bit out in straightaway center. Believe Bristol sign just to the left of the makeshift batter's eye out there. 1-0 is shot down the right field line, but that's over toward the Flyboys bullpen and scatters them down there. That's a foul ball. Patter's eye here is really just, I don't even know, like a tarp-like thing that sits over the chain link out in center. Kind of greenish. Not much of a batter's eye, really. 1-1. And this one out of play off the netting above the Flyboys dugout. The momentum carried it far enough away from the Flyboys dugout, so it didn't hit anybody in there. Tristan Ellis popped out of there and threw it over to the home dugout. Daniel Egan and the Flyboys a strike away from getting out of the fourth inning unscathed. The 1-2 pitch. Hit out to left field. That's going to be a base hit. Charging in is Austin Bode. There's going to be a play at the plate. The throw is going to be cut off. So cut off by third baseman Kyle Wagner. Looked like it was going to three or four hop the plate, but maybe there was going to be a chance to get Gardner. We'll never know if Gardner would have been out on that base hit. He scores the game's tying run. Trey Oblas down to second. RBI hit for Jake Cooper, his fourth RBI of the year. And a new game here in Bristol, 2-2. Joe Cardinale is next. Pitch to Joe. Bounces up there. Another good block by Casey Gibbs, who couldn't find it for a moment. It was right underneath him. And retreating second base was Oblas. Cardinale bounced out to Clark, the shortstop, his first time up. Tall righty sets. And delivers. And that pitch misses high, 2-0. See so many different pitchers and how they set and how they deliver. And one thing that I always think is interesting with a really tall guy like Egan, who stands in at 6'4", is how much does he bend his knees? And the answer for Egan is not very much at all, if any. He sets with maybe a slight, and I mean a slight, bend in his knees. Kicks up his left leg and brings it. That's outside. It's now 3-0 on Cardinale. Daniel Egan blowing some heat into his right hand on a cool summer solstice night. Temperature in the low 60s. On the first day of astronomical summer and the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. Egan sets again and brings a 3-0. And that's high ball 4, 4-pitch walk to Cardinale, loads the bases. So the lineup flips over as the State Liners will start to go through it for the third time. Derek Cease will be the batter. Derek Cease, 1-for-2 in this game with an infield hit and a ground out to short. Nice play by Wallace Clark to get Cease his last time up. Bases full of liners. 2-2 game, and the pitch to Cease. That one misses. 5 straight misses by Daniel Egan. Casey Gibbs was out to talk to him as Cease stepped into the box. See if it calms him down at all. 1-0. And Cease is swinging away, but he hits that one down toward the Flyboys bullpen, a foul ball. May have been a pitch to hit that time for Cease, as that one was pumped over right down the chute. Egan just trying to get a strike, rightfully so, as Casey Gibbs adjusts his leg guard now, had to restrap it there, so time was called momentarily. Now everybody's ready. Egan sets the 1-1. There's a strike. Will Ferguson raises his right fist to signal that one. That was at the top third of the zone, on the outer third of the zone, to the right-handed bat of Cease. And now time's going to be called again by Gibbs, as this time he gets something in his right eye. So he gets that out. He'll throw his mask back on. Egan will stare in at Cease. He'll dangle his right arm down around his right thigh. He'll set at the belt, tap his front lead left foot, now kick it. And bring it. That's off of Gibbs. It skips up the first baseline, and scoring on that wild pitch is going to be Trey Oblas, as the State Liners have their first lead of the series. There wasn't much that Gibbs could do on that. That was a very wild pitch by Daniel Egan, a 58-footer. And Gibbs did all he could to block it, and just unfortunately it didn't take the bounce that the Flyboys needed as it skipped up about 30 feet up the first base line. Gibbs tried to scramble to it and flip to the covering Egan, but by the time he did, Oblas had scored. Cooper down to third, Cardinale down to second. A base hit could score 2 more. Flyboys trying to prevent that from happening with a 2-2 pitch. Swing and a shot into left field, base hit. One run scores. Cardinale's going to be waved around. The throw is going to be cut off again by Wagner. Two RBI knocks for Derek Cease, and the State Liners lead 5-2. Two RBI knock for Derek Cease. RBIs 7 and 8. Chases home Jay Cooper, who scores his 6th run of the year. Joe Cardinale scores his 6th run of the year. And the State Liners fans now with something to cheer about for the first time in 2 days. As Nick Arias bats, 8th man to hit in the inning. Runner goes, and the pitch is fouled away. So Cease will have to retreat. Four 2-out runs in this inning for Bristol. and they now have a three-run lead. A one to Arias, and instead a pickoff attempt. And Cease just back in there with a dive. Egan, again to first, and again a close play, but Marvin Sims whips both his arms out quickly to signal safe. Arias has grounded into a double play and bounced out to short. 0-1, that pitch misses high, a back pick this time, and back in standing up is Cease. Nine hits in the game already for the home team. And another pickoff, but back in with the dive is Cease again. So Egan and the Flyboys paying a lot of attention to Derek Cease in this sequence. It's a 1-1 count on Arias and a 5-2 lead for the State Liners in the bottom of the fourth. Egan sets and delivers, and that one bends in for strike two. Slider that time from Daniel. Flyboys again a strike away from getting out of the inning. The 1-2, runner goes, pitch is chopped out to short. Clark will take that on a Sunday hop and fire it to first to retire the side, but 4-2 out runs for Bristol here in the fourth inning. They take their first lead of the series. State Liners lead the Flyboys 5-2 through four as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
As an educator, Mr. Nelson's teachings are still being quoted in school.
Education is the most powerful weapon you can use to change the world.
Mr. Nelson taught hope.
Everyone can rise above their circumstances if they are dedicated and passionate.
And giving our best efforts.
It's always impossible until it's done.
Mr. Nelson Mandela's teachings not only united a nation, they inspire us today. Inspiration. Pass it on from PassItOn.com.
Rediscover the timeless pleasures of travel at Northeast Tennessee's premier historic hotel, the General Morgan Inn. Located in the heart of historic downtown Greenville, the hotel has been providing signature service since 1884. This boutique hotel is renowned for its personal service amid beautifully detailed guest rooms. The General Morgan Inn is the official visiting team hotel of the Greenville Flyboys. Plan your visit now by calling 423-787-1000. Flyboys bats will come up to the plate trailing in this game for the first time in this series. For the first time, as the State Liners score four in the fourth, they lead 5-2. So some work to do for the Greenville bats, starting with Wallace Clark, who grounded into a 4-6-3 double play his first time up. First pitch to Clark as Boynton is back out there and delivers ball one. Boynton's pitch count must be getting up there, and it is. He's almost at 70 as he delivers inside to Wallace Clark. Pitch number 70 to Clark. A called strike, 2-1. 70 pitches, 42 strikes for Boynton. Nick Good started this game for Greenville. He only threw 38 pitches. And went two innings. Daniel Egan's pitch count at 34 through two innings. And the pitch to Clark misses outside. Getting the leadoff man on has been a good thing in general for Greenville. In this series, they are 7-for-8 in scoring their leadoff man when they get him on. 3-1 to Clark is out of play. That one almost came into the press box to my left, but luckily did not. as that one was hit hard. Payoff to Clark, and he gets a nick of that pitch and stays alive. Got to be really careful in this press box at Bristol. Be here one more time at the end of the year. There are some scars in here on the wall right behind me from where baseballs have careened in and smashed into that wall. So you can't look down here at Bristol. 3-2 pitch is grounded out to second. Derek Cease to his right. Sure-handed fielder fires out Wallace Clark for the first out here in the fifth. Five to two state liners, top of the fifth. Howie Boxey here with you, calling Greenville Flyboys baseball as we are at 8:15 local time. Casey Gibbs, the batter, he was hit on a pitch that bounced up and caught him in the foot his first time up, and he sends this one out to first. That's going to be fielded on a few hops by Bargo, who takes it to the bag himself. Couple of ground outs here start the top of the fifth inning. So Matt Boynton trying to qualify for the win here if he can get one more out. Couple of quick outs here in the fifth have kept his pitch count down a little bit, but now he has to tangle with Aiden Hill, who's done almost nothing wrong in this series. He's played great center field, but his bat's come to life as well as he takes one over the outside corner for strike one. Officially, he is 4-for-6 in this series with 3 runs, 3 RBIs, a 2-run homer. He's walked twice, 0-1 to him, is upstairs. One of the times he got out last night was on an RBI ground out, so you got to count that as a productive at-bat. The only unproductive at-bat in this series for Hill, I guess, was a line out to second. That was in the ninth inning of last night's blowout game, 1-1. Bounces up there, 2 balls and a strike. Hill sports a red shin guard on his front right foot. Lefty wears black cleats, black batting gloves, and a black bat. Holds it on his left shoulder and awaits a 2-1. Chops it out to first. That's going to be fielded by the first baseman. It's going to be a race to the first base bag, and it's going to be won by Aiden Hill. So did Hill turn... Yeah, so unfortunately right there, Hill turned too wide on the first base bag. He turned towards second instead of running through the first base bag. As the throw got away, tag was applied by the catcher Freeney as Hill gets an infield hit but then is tagged out on taking too wide of a turn. So that is how the top of the fifth inning ends. We go to the bottom of the fifth. State Liners 5, Flyboys 2, Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com. All in together now. We can make it better now. Come on, can we do it? Yeah, you know that we can. We'll rope it up. Cause we know how to jump. We'll roll it out. Roll it out. Cause we know how to skate. We'll cut it down. Cut it down. We know what to eat. We'll swap it out. We eat healthy stuff. Just moving a little and eating better every day can help make you and your kids healthier. Search We Can online to find doable tips and activities that you can use every day. That's We Can. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program. Let the Nyswanger Performing Arts Center entertain you. Impact provides a variety of entertainment options from classic rock and country to bluegrass and captivating educational shows. Impact has something for everyone. The 2023-24 season is coming soon, and tickets go on sale July 6th at 10 a.m., so you don't want to be left out. Visit Impact's website at npacgreenville.com or stop by the box office Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Impact is located on Tusculum Boulevard adjacent to Greenville High School. Bottom of the fifth, Flyboys trail the State Liners 5-2 as Daniel Egan will be back out for his third inning of work. He will face Dalton Bargo first here in the fifth. Bargo is 1-for-2 with a single and a flyout. First pitch to Bargo taken for a called strike. Bit of an unfortunate end to the top of the fifth there as Aiden Hill was racing all the way and beat the covering Boynton on the ground ball to first baseman Bargo. A 1-2 Bargo misses outside. He ran through the first base bag, but he turned a little bit towards second. The throw from Bargo to the covering Boynton was off target, so it skipped toward the Flyboys dugout. 1-1 to Bargo is hit in the air out to left field. Shallow left, coming in is Bode, still coming, and in foul territory, he slams into the bullpen and then slams into the fits down there, but he holds on to the baseball. So a nice running play by Austin Bode to retire Dalton Bargo. Heads-up play by catcher Tariq Freeney to be backing up the play at first base. And when the throw skipped through and everybody realized that Hill probably turned too far, Hill tried to juke out Freeney and then was tagged and he was called out. Aries Gardner back up with his pink bat and sends that one out of play. The thing, though, for Hill, though, is it seems like you got to try to play that off. As soon as he looked at Freeney, who had the baseball, he started trying to juke him out. Now you know Marvin Sims is going to call you out. You might as well just act like you didn't make that turn. 0-1 misses downstairs. I feel like you'd have a better chance of playing it off as you just ran through the bag and act like you don't know why Freeney's tagging you than trying to juke him out. That's never going to work. 1-1 to Gardner. This is downstairs. Two-one to Gardner, and that one's tapped foul. 2-2. Two-two from Egan, and that pitch misses inside. Stateliners 5, Flyboys 2. Bottom of the fifth inning, one out. Bases empty for Aries Gardner, who has a full count. Three-two. And that one is tapped softly out to first. Going to be fielded by Barone. He will take three steps and put his left foot on the pillow to retire Aries Gardner for the second out. Daniel Egan looking to work his second 1-2-3 inning of this game. He worked a 1-2-3 inning in the third. Unfortunately, he gave up 4 2-out runs to the Stateliners in the fourth. As Trey Oblas will be the batter now, he's been a pest in this series. He's 4-for-6 and takes downstairs. In the top of the sixth, Greenville will send up 2-3-4, Barone, Mosh, and Dragoo. 1-0 to Oblas, swing and a miss. Chased something off the plate, did the lefty. Trey Oblas does lead the Stateliners team in strikeouts with 15 of them, and he's quickly down to his final strike here in the fifth inning. So he leads the team in runs with 11, homers with 2, but also strikeouts with 15. Egan trying to make it 16, but Oblas bangs this one foul. Good outing for Matt Boynton, whose night is presumably done after 5-1-2 to Oblas, fouled straight back. There's been some tossing down the left field line, the exposed bullpen down there. So we'll see who comes in the top of the sixth. Got to get there first, though. 1-2 to Oblas, and he fouls this one back again to the left of the press box on the hill over there where the kids like to run around and play catch and play tag and get a few souvenirs in their time at Boyce Cox Field. Man, I always love the hills. It's one of the cool things about these parks in these summer leagues as Oblas fouls another pitch off. My two favorite things probably about stadiums this size is there's no outfield seating, so you get to look at something different other than stands behind the outfield. Sometimes it's a forest, sometimes a hill. In this case, it's some roads and a neighborhood and a park and another baseball field. Another 1-2 to Oblas is hit hard out to left center field. Aiden Hill over to his right. He covers a lot of ground but gives way to the left fielder Austin Bode, who makes the catch for out number three. 1-2-3 inning for Egan here in the fifth. We're through five complete. Stateliners 5, Flyboys 2, as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Top of the sixth inning, Flyboys trail the Stateliners 2-5 in game 2 of 2 from the Virginia-Tennessee state line. And once again, to the surprise of no one, I'm wrong. Matt Boynton is back out for his sixth inning of work. I thought that his night would be through after getting through five and qualifying for the win, but Matt Boynton will get set to throw his 80th pitch of the game to Nick Barone, the dangerous hitting Nick Barone, and it's a good changeup that Barone swings over the top of for strike one. Boynton delivers the 0-1 to Barone, and another big swing and a miss on what appeared to be maybe another changeup by Boynton. O-2, and that one is taken down and away. Underhand stop by the catcher Freeney near the left-handed batter's box. The boxes are not very well defined anymore at this point in the game. 1-2 to Barone, and that one comes up and in. Barone backs up off the plate, and it's now 2-2. The back lines for both batter's boxes pretty much completely gone, where plays have happened at the plate and hitters have been standing on them. 2-2, that one is inside corner. Barone is rung up. The Stateliners fans like that. He didn't think so, but he's out number one here in the sixth. So the back lines are pretty much gone. The sidelines are pretty much gone as well, as you can just see hints of each of the side delineations of the batter's box near the first and third base lines. So the batter's box pretty much unmarked at this point. That's okay. There's still a plate there, so we can figure it out as Jack Mosh takes a called strike. Jack Mosh, another good game going. He's 2 for his first 2, 13 for his first 28 on the year. Almost hitting .500, Jack Mosh, who came in with an on-base percentage near .600. As that one bounced up there. 1-1 now on Mosh. His on-base percentage entering play was .583. And at this point, you'd suspect that it's even better than that. 1-1 to Mosh. He is swung on and grounded out to third. Nice play by Cooper over there. And he wings it across. Man, he made that look easy on a ball that was hunting the sixth hole. Cooper ranged to his left and stuck his glove down there. scooped it up and threw it out. So quickly, two outs, and the decision to leave Matt Boynton in is looking mighty good so far for Bill Kenneberg. Joel Dragu will bat with the bases empty. Pitch to Dragu. Big swing and a miss. Dragu rides a four-game hitting streak into play tonight. He's 0-for-2 in the game so far with a strikeout and a flyout. 0-1. Is swung on and lifted out to shallow right field. Coming on is Oblas. He can't get it. So Dragu extends his hit streak to 5 games. A two-out knock here in the sixth. We'll see if that is the end of the line for Matt Boynton, as Bill Kenneberg has hopped out of the third base dugout. And he will make a pitching change here in the top of the sixth with two outs and a runner on first. Stateliners lead 5-2 over the Flyboys. Don't go anywhere. We'll tell you about the new hurdler when we come back as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
Maybe he was born with his witty humor.
Some people bring joy wherever they go, some whenever they go.
Or as a Frontier newspaper reporter.
There's nothing to be learned from the second kick of a mule.
Maybe he got his insights from being a riverboat captain.
Never argue with a fool. Onlookers may not be able to tell the difference.
Wherever he went, Mark Twain found humor all around. Humor. Pass it on. From PassItOn.com.
Grandpa, look what I got.
Wait till you see the bike we got for Jake. It is the coolest.
Hearing loss happens gradually with age, making it easy to ignore. Yet most older Americans aren't getting their hearing tested.
Dad, can you hear me?
Untreated hearing loss can keep your loved ones from enjoying what they cherish most. Don't let that happen. Speak up about hearing loss. You'll be glad you did. Brought to you by the American Speech Language Hearing Association.
Top of the sixth inning, and a pitching change for the Bristol State Liners with two outs and one on and a 5-2. Bristol lead. Sadier Vicioso is on to replace Matt Boynton. Matt Boynton with 5 2/3 innings, 7 hits, 2 runs allowed at this point for Boynton. Dragu his responsibility at first. 2 walks, a hit batter. He struck out 4, and he gives way to 5'11", 180-pounder, Sadier Vicioso, S-A-D-I-E-R, Sadier, V-I-C-I-O-S-O, Vicioso. Vicioso attends St. Thomas Aquinas College, and this past season was at Stony Brook, where he had a 7.78 ERA. So far at Bristol, he's 0-1 with an even 12 ERA over 2 appearances, 3 innings, 5 hits, 4 earned runs. 3 walks and 6 strikeouts for Vicioso, who will work left on left to Austin Bode. First pitch to Bode, misses upstairs, 1-0. Austin Bode, 0-for-2 in this game with a line out and a strikeout. Flyboys looking for some 2-out runs here in the sixth, trailing by 3. 1-0 from Vicioso, big swing and a miss. Vicioso stares down Dragu and brings it to Bode, who swings and misses again. 1-2. Vicioso's pitches have good life on them so far. Fastball slider changeup. He has a long slider. Almost looks like a slurve or something coming out of his hands. 1-2. Swung on and hit high in the air. This one will be out of play off to the right. In the bottom of the sixth, we'll take a look at scores around the Appalachian League. And the State Liners will bring up Easton Rooley Tariq Freeney and Jake Cooper. Stateliners fans clapping along. The 1-2. Runner goes. Pitch is swung on and missed. Austin Bode strikes out to end the inning. We're off to the bottom of the sixth. Stateliners 5, Flyboys 2. Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating, without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Stateliners lead the Flyboys 5-2 in game 2 of 2 in this series. Daniel Egan back out to work the bottom of the sixth inning. He's worked 2 1-2-3 innings, but the problem inning was the fourth when he allowed 4 2-out runs. Basically, Nick Good was used as an opener in this game. And you have Daniel Egan coming on, who's already started 2 games this year, so he's stretched out and ready to throw a lot of pitches. He's thrown 51 of them so far. And he will tangle with Easton Rooley to start the bottom of the sixth. Rooley is 1-for-2 with a run scored. First pitch to Easton is banged on the ground to third. Nice play over there by Kai Wagner, who gets to his feet and throws out Rooley for out number one. Kai Wagner was sort of stumbling his way into the six hole and gloved that to his left. Sort of fell down, but not all the way, and was able to recover and throw out Rooley. So Tariq Freeney is next. He's 1-for-2. Let's take a quick look at scores around the league. Again, the Doughboys and the River Turtles series in Pulaski is canceled. It won't be made up as Tariq Freeney bats now and cannot stop himself. He went, says Marvin Sims, 0-1. So those two teams will lose their number of total games. It will not be 48. Pulaski's already had another game canceled against the Ridge Runners. They will play a max of 45. The Doughboys a max of 46. A 1 to Freeney. Big swing and a miss on a changeup from Egan. 0-2. Every other team besides Bluefield scheduled to play 48 games this year. We are in game 14 of 48 between the Stateliners and the Flyboys. 0-2 pitch to Freeney, and he banks that one foul. Third base side. The Ridge Runners and the Sock Puppets were rained out yesterday, so they're playing a doubleheader today. They started at 5 o'clock. They've already completed 1 game. Bluefield beat the Sock Puppets 11-3. So Burlington is now 7-6 and a game back at the Otterbots for first place in the East. Another 0-2 to Freeney. He is swung on and hit out to center field. Kind of off the end of the bat there for Freeney as Aiden Hill will gallop in and put it away for the second out. 6 in a row, retired by Daniel Egan. Whistle Pigs and River Riders started at 7 o'clock, or at least they were scheduled to, but by the looks of the inning they are in, I would assume they started later. Whistle Pigs lead the River Riders 2-1. That game's in the second. River Riders won game one last night, 10-2. Batter is Jake Cooper, and he takes up and away. The Axemen leading the Otterbots again. That game 6-1 in the top of the sixth. Axemen trying to sweep the Otterbots. The first place Danville Otterbots. 1-0-2. Cooper misses outside. There's been a ton of parity across the league to start the year. Every team in the East has at least 5 losses. Might be 6 after tonight if Danville loses. 2-0 is swung on and grounded out to short. Might be another 1-2-3 inning. Clark fields it and fires it, and it is another 1-2-3 inning for Daniel Egan. We're quickly through 6 complete here from Bristol, Virginia. Stateliners 5, Flyboys 2, as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we provide more than $150 billion each year in grants, loans, and work study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
Many Americans have missed regular dental care in the past few years. It's important to see a dentist twice a year to identify any problems early. Taking care of your oral health helps overall health. Brushing at least twice a day with fluoride toothpaste and flossing daily can help prevent oral health problems. For more information, visit hrsa.gov/oral-health.
Left to play here in Bristol as the State Liners lead the Flyboys 5-2. Greenville looking for their first run since the first two innings of this game when they scored one in the first and one in the second. Sadier Vicioso back out for his first full inning of work. He will work left on right to Ray Ortiz, who has a perfect night working to start the seventh. Ortiz has a double, a walk, and a run scored in this game. Flyboys 3-5 on the road this year, 3-2 at home. First pitch to Ortiz, misses outside. Flyboys will start a 5-game homestand tomorrow, playing the Danville Otterbots Thursday and Friday, then the River Riders on Saturday and Sunday, and then one more against the Doughboys on Tuesday following the Monday off day. Ortiz takes high, 2-0. So it's a 5-game homestand, a 6-game road trip, and then another 5-game homestand for Greenville. So it's kind of unusual for this league. 2-0 to Ortiz, a big swing and a miss at a fastball top of the zone. State Liners are also 3-2 at home. They're 4-4 on the road entering tonight's action. 2-1 to Briss to Ortiz. It is lifted down the right field line, a foul ball. Vicioso stares down Ortiz, sets at the belly button, kicks his right leg and brings it. That one misses inside. Full count now to Ortiz. Ortiz a threat to steal if he can get on. He's already stolen one bag in this game. He has 3 swipes this year. State Liners faithful clapping along again. The payoff. High and away, ball 4, leadoff free pass here in the 7th inning. Third time that the Flyboys have had their leadoff man on in this game. They had their leadoff man on in last night's game 6 times, scored him every time. In this game, they've scored 1 of 2, so they're 7-for-8 in this series in scoring their leadoff man. Try to keep that going with Kai Wagner up there. Wagner's 1-for-2 with an RBI hit. 7-for-30 on the year. Pitch to Wagner. And that one came in and hit him. So Vicioso walks Ortiz. He hits Wagner with one pitch, and all of a sudden, Greenville sends the tying run up to the plate. Big chance in the game for the Flyboys, who bats have been clicking recently. They scored 15 last night, 6 on Sunday. They scored 14 against the Ridge Runners on Friday. Wallace Clark's the batter. He's 0-for-2. Pitch to Clark. Taken inside. Clark getting to bat from the right side for the first time in this series as the State Liners are throwing their first lefty in Vicioso. 1-0. He shows bunt. Clark pushes it up the first baseline. That's going to be a good bunt. It's going to be a race to the bag, and Wallace Clark lays down a beautiful bunt from the right-handed side. He beats it out, and the bases are going to be full of flyboys. How about that push bunt from Wallace Clark right there? Thing of beauty for Wallace. Couldn't have placed that more perfectly up the line. And then all he had to do was beat Bargo to the punch. He did. Corners are now in. Bases full of flyboys and a 5-2 game. Nine-hole hitter Casey Gibbs. He gets to bat from the right side. And that one skips up there. Nice block by Freeney to prevent Greenville from scoring a third run. Corners in, middle infield at double play depth. Bases full of flyboys. 1-0. Taken high, 2-0. Vicioso readjusts his cap and starts to build up a little bit of sweat here in the top of the seventh. Vicioso nods to Freeney. He sets, and he brings the 2-0. That one drops in for a called strike. American flag still whipping out in straightaway center. Wind in general blowing across the field from right to left. If you can get one way up there, it might push it out a little bit to left field. 2-1. And a healthy cut, but fouled straight back. Got to get the runner in from third here in this spot if you're Gibbs. Just get a fly ball of depth. Inning started with a walk to Ortiz. Wagner was hit on one pitch. Clark laid down a gorgeous bunt up the first baseline for an infield hit. 2-2 to Gibbs. He is ripped down the left field line, but Casey is early. That one's outside of the ballpark. A foul ball. Casey 0-for-1 in this game. He's been hit, and he's grounded out to first. Vicioso delivers the 2-2. And that one bounces up there. Another good block by Freeney. And now it's a full count. If Vicioso walks Gibbs, Greenville will have to make room. And Ray Ortiz would score. There has been action down the left field line. The exposed bullpen down there. There's been a righty throwing for Bristol. Payoff from Vicioso. And that one's outside, ball four. Four straight batters reach here in the seventh, and it's now a 5-3 game. Credit Casey Gibbs with an RBI as he scores Ray Ortiz for the second time in this game, ninth time this year. Bases still loaded. Gibbs gets RBI number four on the year, and the end is near for Sadier Vicioso, who will be pulled out of this game by Bill Kenneberg. He faced five batters. He only retired one of them. There's nobody out here in the seventh. Bases full of flyboys and a 5-3 game. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Time top of the seventh inning. Things looking up for Greenville. It's 5-3, and the bases are full of fly boys with nobody out as the stopper is put into the game. Brandon Decker was talking to my broadcast colleague right next to me, Chris Mangum, during the break. Does a great job calling Bristol State Liners baseball. And he said, yeah, Brandon Decker is kind of the guy that the State Liners turn to when they need to get a stop, as he was the Horizon Pitcher of the Year this year when he played for Oakland. For Oakland, he was 8-3 with a 4.39 ERA over almost 70 innings pitched. He's a second-year State Liner. He made the All-Star team last year for Bristol. His numbers last year, a 1-1 record with a 3.13 ERA over 10 appearances, 31 2/3 innings pitched, 47 strikeouts for Brandon Decker. This year so far, he's made 4 appearances and struck out 13 over 9 2/3. That's what the State Liners are looking for, a strikeout. Aiden Hill, though, the man in the way. He's had a phenomenal series. Corners in, pitch from Decker. Check swing, and Hill went around. So corners in, middle infield back. You know all about Aiden Hill's series, but if you don't, you should. 5-7. He's reached base in 7 of the 9 trips he's had, and he takes down and in. The lefty bat of Hill. He's had 9 plate appearances in this series. 8 of them have been productive. That's the series for Aiden Hill. Biggest spot of the series, though, so far for him, with the bases loaded and nobody out in a 5-3 game. The 1-1. Taken for a called strike. Ortiz is in. Wagner's on third, Clark's on second, Gibbs on first with the RBI walk. 1-2 the count on Hill. Try to stay alive, put a ball in play, and get a fourth run. The pitch. Taken downstairs, good eye from Hill. Nick Barone on deck. Decker stares in. 6'3", 180-pound, a right-hander from Farmington Hills, Michigan, brings the 2-2, and it's hit on the ground to first. First baseman's going to come home for one. That's all they're going to get. Snap throw back to third, and back in standing up is Wallace Clark. So a good play by Bargo as he gets the force out at home. 3-2 on the putout of Wagner at home. He's out number one here in the inning. Everybody else moves up. Clark to third, Gibbs to second, Hill on first with a fielder's choice. And now Nick Barone, corner stay in, middle infield still back. Barone, a rare 0-3 in this game. Trying to break out here in the seventh. Pitch from Decker, taken down and in. Brandon Decker sports a fastball, two-seam and four-seam. In the low 90s, he has a cutter, a curveball, and a changeup. 1-0 Barone, and that looked like the curveball that's taken for a called strike. So it took a lot off of that one. Decker holds the glove on his left thigh, stares in at his catcher, Freeney, shakes at a couple signs. He has 5 pitches he can throw. He sets at the belt, brings a 1-1. And that pitch just missed the bottom of the zone. State Liners wanted that one, didn't get it. Decker with 2 saves this year for Bristol, but he's in the pivotal spot here in the seventh. 2-1. And that one bounces up there. 3 balls and a strike. If Barone walks, the Flyboys will score their 4th run and trail by 1. And now Freeney will meet Decker halfway in between the mound and the plate and give him a few words of encouragement. He throws his mask back on. Barone taking a few practice swings outside of the right-handed batter's box. Digs back in right foot, then left. A couple of taps on the plate for Barone, who wields his bat and lifts his front left foot up really high. awaits the 3-1. And that pitch misses low. So Nick Barone does work the walk, and the Flyboys do score their fourth run. It's 5-4 as Wallace Clark scores. Couple of runs in the inning so far for Greenville, both on walks. RBI number 16 for Nick Barone. That leads the team. Bases still loaded, still one out for Jack Moss, who has a chance to tie the game or maybe give Greenville the lead. First pitch to Mosh, a big swing and a miss at the top of the zone. Jack Mosh is 2-for-3. He has an RBI, he has a double. He's grounded out to third. Mosh with the highest average on the team. 0-1. Called strike, 1-1. Got the corner that time on the left-handed batter, Jack Mosh. O-2 from Decker. Did it hit him? Almost. Wow. That one just missed Mosh as he sort of skipped out of the way. If it would have nipped him on the pants, we would have been tied at 5. Corner still in. Middle infield still back. Mosh just needs to put one in play slowly up the middle or hit a fly ball of depth. 1-2 is hit on the ground. That's going to find the outfield grass at the cut of the grass. It's fielded by Arias. He has no play. Infield hit for Jack Mosh, and the game is tied at 5. Gibbs scores his fourth run of the year. Give Jack Mosh his second RBI of the game, 6th of the year. 5-5 as it's a 3-run 7th here for Greenville. And now they have a chance to take their first lead since the fourth inning. Dragoo hit a grand slam last night. He's up now, and he watches a bender in for strike one. Dragoo 1-for-3 in this game. We're all tied at 5. Hits are even at 9 apiece. 0-1 to Dragoo. Down and away, 1-1. Vicioso started this inning for the State Liners. He issued a walk, he hit a batter, a bunt single, another walk. His night was done. Decker came in, got a force out at home, but then a walk and a single has tied it, and he delivers outside to Dragoo again. It's 2 balls and a strike. Summer solstice here from Bristol. As the night is young for Greenville. They've tied it at 5, 2-1, 3-1, nowhere near. Sprawling stop by Freeney on a pitch that was way outside. Again, same drill. If Decker can't throw a strike, it's going to be another walk and another run for Greenville in this inning. And this time it would give them the lead. The 3-1. Swung on and hit on the ground to third. Sprawling stop over there by Cooper. He tries to come home, and he threw it away. One run is in. Here comes another run. The play at the plate won't be made. 2-run score for Greenville, and they lead 7-5. Aiden Hill scores from third. Nick Barone scores from second on the errant throw by Jake Cooper, who did all he could on a sprawling stop. Jack Mosh makes it all the way from first to third. Dragoo, 2 first, will await the scoring, but we know the score in the game. It's 7-5 Greenville. It's going to be scored a fielder's choice, so that's going to mean that Dragoo gets one RBI. Batter is Austin Bode. He's a 9th man to hit in the inning. And he lifts this one to third on a line. That's going to be caught by Cooper. As the Flyboys will bat around here in this inning. That's a big second out. So adjust the scorebook. And Ray Ortiz, who started this big inning for Greenville, will bat for the second time. So it's a fielder's choice and a throwing error on Cooper, E5. That throwing error allowed Barone to score. Batter is Ray Ortiz. The pitch to Ray is grounded up the middle. To his left is Arias. His long throw across is in time. And the inning is over, but not before Greenville scores 5 times in the frame. They lead it again in Bristol. It's 7-5. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com as we've hit the 7th inning stretch. Bottom of the 7th, a big top half for Greenville. They now lead 7-5. And Colby Lepofsky comes into the game, big left-handed hurler. Will bring the first pitch to Joe Cardinale. And that pitch misses low for ball one. Daniel Egan went 4 innings strong, and he's now in line for the win after the big inning by Greenville. And a called strike on Cardinale, really just one bad inning for Egan, who went 4 innings, 4 hits, allowed 4 earned runs. He walked one, he struck out one. And now time is going to be granted to Cardinale. Hopefully you could hear my friend next door, Chris Mangum, singing the 7th inning stretch. That's one of the fun things that he does on his broadcast is he sings. 1-1 to Cardinale, big swing and a miss. 1-2, and he has good reason to sing. He graduated with a music degree from right here in the area, a local college nearby. So sing away, Chris. I love it. 1-2 to Cardinale, hit on the ground to third, fielded by Wagner on a couple of hops. His long throw is high, but Barone comes off the bag and applies the tag. Great play by Nick Barone to slap the tag on the chest of Cardinale and avoid a throwing error. One out here in the bottom of the 7th. Ball is chopped foul by Derek Cease. If you go back to the 4th inning, Greenville has retired 8 in a row now between Egan and the one out for Lepofsky. And a 7-5 lead now in the bottom of the 7th. 0-1. And that one's fouled back off to the right of the press box. Colby Lepofsky, 6'2", 200, Florida State College at Jacksonville, and delivers high to Derek Cease. Lepofsky making his third appearance this season. He has a 4.91 ERA over 7 2/3 innings pitch now and delivers outside to Cease, 2-2, 7 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned, Four walks, nine strikeouts for Lepofsky, who has a nice batting average against, just .233. It's lower following the ground out by Cardinale. Two big innings for both teams, a four-run fourth for the State Liners, a five-run seventh for Greenville, and the pitch misses down and in to Cease. He's now gone from 0-2 to 3-2. Pitch, swing and a miss, top of the zone. Colby Lepofsky strikes out Derek Cease, two outs here in the seventh. Lepofsky brings it now to Nick Arias, and that pitch misses low. Arias sends this one out of play, a ball and a strike now on Nick. Nick Arias in this game, 0 for 3 with three groundouts, one of them a double play. And that pitch misses downstairs, 2-1 on Arias. Top of the zone, called strike. Ferguson raises up his fist. Swing and a miss. Pitch in the dirt. Tag applied. A 1-2-3 inning worked by Colby Lepofsky to cement the two-run lead for Greenville. We're through seven complete. Flyboys 7, State Liners 5, Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Fans, when you come out to the ballpark, make sure to stop by our concession stands to get yourself a nice Juice Elm Hill hot dog. Elm Hill, the official hot dog of the Greenville Flyboys.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth, the game has turned around. It was State Liners 5-2, but now it's Flyboys 7-5. As Greenville sent 10 men to the plate in the seventh inning, they scored five runs, four of them earned. Kai Wagner will lead off the eighth against Brandon Decker, who came in to try to stop the bleeding, but he couldn't. And this is outside to Kai Wagner, 1-0. Is swung on and hit straight up the chute in the shallow left center field. Who wants it? It's going to be the left fielder, Rulli, who takes over and catches it for out number one. Decker inherited three runners in the top of the seventh. He allowed two of the three to score. He also allowed two batters that he faced to score. One of them was unearned. Wallace Clark is the batter now, and he rifles that one right back where it came from. Clean single for Wallace Clark up the middle, who reaches with one out here in the eighth. 10th hit in the game for the Flyboys, who have out-hit the State Liners 10-9. Two errors in this game for Bristol as well. No errors for Greenville. Batter is Casey Gibbs. He's 0-for-1. He's reached base twice. He does have an RBI. That came in the big seventh inning. Pitch to Gibbs. This is down and away, 1-0. Clark held on first by Bargo. Gets the check from Decker. The 1-0. And that one catches the top of the zone for a called strike. Curveball that time from Decker. Again, a five-pitch pitcher, Brandon Decker. He was an Appy League All-Star last year, Horizon League Pitcher of the Year this year. 1-1. This is outside, 2-1. Bluefield and Burlington underway in Game 2 of their doubleheader today. Bluefield won Game 1. Those two teams tied at 1 in the second inning. Of course, that will be a 7-inning game. 2-1 is fouled off by Casey Gibbs. Kingsport continues to lead over the Otterbots. That game 7-2. That game's heading to the 7th inning stretch. Whistlepigs and River Riders got started late due to rain, presumably. Whistlepigs lead Elizabethton 3-2 in the fourth. 2-2 pitch to Casey Gibbs, and he goes wailing away. Swings and misses at a pitch at the top of the zone. First strikeout for Decker in this game. Two down here in the eighth. Top of the order for the fifth time, and here comes that guy again, Aiden Hill. He did bounce into a fielder's choice his last time up. It was his second, quote-unquote, unproductive at-bat of the series out of 10 as he takes that one outside. Such a good series for Aiden Hill, and so good to see it as he plays such good defense and he works so hard. Came into the series batting 100, and he's going to go out of the series batting near or over 200. 1-0 to Hill. Taken up and away, back pick, and not in time. As Wallace Clark had a big secondary lead off the first base bag over there. Snap throw back to first by Freeney. Bargo tried to snap the tag down, but Clark was back in with a head first dive just ahead of the play. That would have ended the inning as there's two outs here in the eighth. 7-5, Flyboys lead. 2-0 to Hill. Swung on and hit hard down the right field line. Did he do it again? He did. That's going to drop in safely. Hill cuts the bag and heads for second. Clark's going to be waved around third, taking a long time to get it out of the corner is Oblas. Aiden Hill heads to third. Have yourself a series, Aiden. RBI triple, 8-5, Greenville. Took a long time for Oblas to dig that out of the corner. We'll see how it's scored officially. That is going to be a double. I think we'll check and see if Hill got the RBIs. Barone slaps this one down the left field line. That's a foul ball. No RBI for Hill, unfortunately. But that's okay. He'll settle for a double. Clark will score on the third error of the game made by Oblas in the right field corner. 0-1 to Barone is grounded out to third. That's going to be fielded by Cooper. Long throw across. He spikes it, but it's dug out over there by Dalton Bargo. So Bargo prevents Greenville from scoring their ninth run of the game, but they do get their eighth, a double by Aiden Hill, and an error in the corner by Trey Oblas. Flyboys lead by 3 as we head to the bottom of the eighth, and you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on MinorLeagueBaseball.com.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
hit a grand slam when you choose to make East Tennessee State University your home away from home. You'll find a vibrant and welcoming community, resources to support academic and personal success, and a full calendar of student activities available throughout the semester. Join us at etsu.edu/admissions to be at the center of the Buccaneer experience. Bottom of the eighth, Flyboys 8, Stateliners 5, as Reedville tries to earn a series sweep. Colby Lepofsky back out for the bottom of the eighth, left on left here with first baseman Dalton Bargo. First pitch from Lepofsky, just misses outside. This is a tapper back to the mound. Lepofsky uses all of his 6'3 frame to get that baseball. Wow. What a play by Colby Lepofsky, who leaped up and snow-coned that baseball behind the mound. Underhand toss to get Bargo. Great play. 10 in a row. Make it 11 in a row. Retired by the Flyboys pitching staff and Aries Gardner. Will be the batter. He's 2-for-3. And Gardner takes ball one. One oh. Fastball taken away by Gardner, who still has his pink bat. Black batting helmet for Gardner. Red batting gloves, taps on the outside, then the inside of the plate rapidly and awaits the 2-0, which is taken down and away, 3-0. Don't want to start walking people in a three-run game. Could be a 3-0, outside ball four. So there goes the streak of 11 straight retired by the Flyboys. Second walk of the game issued by the Greenville pitching staff. Trey Oblas will bat next. Oblas is 1-for-3. He hit a home run in last night's game. Home run here would make it a one-run game. Left on left. Left-handed heavy part of the lineup for the Stateliners. 3 in a row. As there's a strike. Maybe a changeup that dropped in from Colby Lepofsky. A one. Swing and a shot down the right field line. That's going to be a fair ball and find the corner. It's going to rattle off the fence down there. Digging it out is Joel Dragoo. Being stopped at third is Aries Gardner. And the State Liners will bring the tying run up to the plate here in the bottom of the eighth. Easton Rooley will be next. Back and forth game here between these two teams. Flyboys led 2-0, 2-1. They trailed 5-2. They now lead 8-5, but the State Liners are threatening here in the eighth. First pitch to Rooley. Big swing and a miss. Rooley was trying to make us get the rulers out and measure that one, but missed every stitch of it, nothing in one. A one from Lepofsky. Cue down the first baseline. That's a foul ball. And quickly, Colby's ahead, nothing in two, trying to get back on the horse here after allowing a walk and a double. Lepofsky fans the glove in front of his face. He's from the windup here, the 0-2. And that one bounces up there. Another nice block by Casey Gibbs on a 58-footer. as he slid over and took that one softly off his chest protector. There's an art to doing that, not allowing it to skip away. 1-2 the count on Rooley now. The pitch. That one gets by Casey Gibbs. It was behind Rooley, but no advance by Gardner, as he didn't want to make the second out at the plate in a three-run game. So it's not the ninth inning yet. If it was, you could say his run doesn't count, but his run does matter here in the eighth inning. Swing and a shot out to left field. Chasing back is Bode. Still going. He's going to catch it. Runner Gardner is going to score from third base. It's going to be a sacrifice fly. That is a big second out, though, in the eighth inning. And it's 8-6, Flyboys. No advance by Trey Oblas, who stays put at second base. Two-run game now. And Tariq Freeney will be the batter. Single, fly out, fly out. Posky now from the stretch with a runner on second and delivers low again. And now a balk is going to be called instead. So the pitch won't count. It'll be a balk on Leposky, who didn't set long enough, I guess, is the call, as he came straight to the plate with it. So Oblas to third. Now we'll get the first pitch of the sequence to Freeney. And it's a big swing and a miss, plus fastball that time by Leposky. Leposky never leaves the rubber. Points both feet toward the first base dugout. Into the windup, the 0-1, and that pitch misses low. Another block by Gibbs, who's been doing a lot of that in this inning. One-one. Grounded foul off of Freeney. That sends him down to his right knee and has him hobbling as he banged that one somewhere off his lower body. He'll bend down to both knees now up the third base line, as that does not feel good. Try to walk it off, trying to shake off his lead left leg. Like he hit it right off the lower part of one of his tendons down there around his left ankle. He's behind 1-2. Leposky's going to give him no reprieve. He delivers, and Freeney just throws his bat out at that and sends it up the first base line, a foul ball. After he fouled it off, he was hobbling out of the batter's box again, so he's not 100%. He's the catcher in this game, so State Liners need him. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking pitch. And Colby Leposky strikes out Tariq Freeney. No rest for the wicked here from Bristol. We're through eight complete. Flyboys 8, State Liners 6, as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Schwartz Construction Solutions is your local trusted exterior remodeling company, specializing in building decks, porches, garages, and room additions. They have served the Tri-Cities for over a decade, have a high customer return rate, and are BBB accredited. Give Schwartz Construction Solutions a call to discuss your next project.
top of the ninth. The two teams trade runs in the eighth, 8-6. Greenville leads, trying to sweep the State Liners and win their third game in a row. Brandon Decker is back out for the top of the ninth. He will face Jack Mosh, Joel Dragu, and Austin Bode. Allie Boxley here with you, calling Greenville Flyboys baseball. And while we have a chance before the ninth inning starts, I want to remind you guys that you don't want to miss the best fireworks show in East Tennessee. On July 4th at Pioneer Park, when the Flyboys take on the River Riders, you can watch the 4th of July fireworks show after the game. Get your tickets now at flyboysbaseball.com. Brandon Decker back out there, and his first pitch to Jack Mosh is a called strike. Great game for Jack Mosh. He's 3-for-4 with two RBIs. The 0-1 called strike. Nothing in two. Decker works quickly, throws the glove over his head, and delivers. And that pitch misses low. Decker hasn't got to work out of the windup very much in this game. He came in with the bases loaded. He sets with both feet together, pointed toward the third base dugout. And his 1-2 to Mosh. Mosh just got a piece of it. So both feet together. He points them toward the third base dugout, towing the first base side of the rubber. Quickly throws the glove over his head and brings it to Mosh. That's grounded just a few feet. Foul past the first base bag. Fielded by Bargo, but it's a foul ball, says Marvin Sims. Raised both his hands up. Night has fallen on the summer solstice game here between the Flyboys and the State Liners. Longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere in the official start of astronomical summer. 1-2 pitch to Mosh. He spoils another. One run in the first and second innings by Greenville. One run in the second by the State Liners, and a four-run fourth that put Bristol ahead 5-2 until the seventh when Greenville scored five times. 1-2 pitch to Mosh. That pitch misses low, 2-2. Flyboys tacked on another run in the eighth. State Liners picked up a run on a sac fly in the eighth as well, so 8-6 your score. 2-2 to Mosh. Swung on and hit out to second base. That'll be fielded on one hop by Cease, who throws to first to get the hustling Mosh by three steps. One down here in the ninth. Joel Dragu, the batter now. Dragu 1-for-4 in this game with an RBI. First pitch to Dragu. Pops the mitt, catches the corner. Cooper, Cardinale, and Cease, 8-9-1, will be due up in the ninth for the State Liners as the next pitch to Dragu bounces up there in the dirt, 1-1. Dragu waves a bat in a circular motion around his right shoulder and awaits the 1-1, which is up and into the right-handed bat of Dragu, 2-1. A white undersleeve coming out on Dragu's right arm. He awaits the 2-1 pitch and swings and misses at a curveball, 2-2. Temperature in the low 60s, not normal for summertime here in Bristol. The high temperature, I don't even think, made it to the 70s on the solstice. Average high is about 81 as Dragu looks silly on that swing. A swing and a miss. Brandon Decker showing off his stuff, the reason he was the Horizon Pitcher of the Year this past season. Second strikeout for Decker in the game. Second out here in the ninth inning. And last hope in the ninth for Greenville is Austin Bode, but luckily they have a two-run lead. We'll see who comes on in the ninth. Will it be Lepofsky? Will it be somebody else? First pitch to Bode. Misses outside, 1-0. 1-0 is back to the mound. Brandon Decker has it. He will race to first halfway. Underhand flip to retire Austin Bode, but Greenville still leads 8-6. Three outs to get for the Flyboys to sweep Bristol out of their home ballpark. We head to the bottom of the ninth. Don't go anywhere. Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
All in together now. We can make it better now. Come on, can we do it?
We know that we can.
We'll rope it up.
Because we know how to jump.
We'll roll it out. Roll it out.
Because we know how to skate.
We'll cut it down.
Cut it down. We know what to eat.
We'll swap it out.
We eat healthy stuff.
Just moving a little and eating better every day can help make you and your kids healthier. Search We Can online to find doable tips and activities that you can use every day. That's We Can. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
Let the Nye Swanger Performing Arts Center entertain you. Impact provides a variety of entertainment options from classic rock and country to bluegrass and captivating educational shows. Impact has something for everyone. The 2023-24 season is coming soon and tickets go on sale July 6th at 10 a.m. so you don't want to be left out. Visit Impact's website at npacgreenville.com or stop by the box office Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Impact is located on Tusculum Boulevard adjacent to Greenville High School. Bottom of the ninth, Flyboys trying to complete their comeback win over the state Miners. They lead 8-6. Colby Lepofsky is back out facing Jake Cooper to start the bottom of the ninth, and he fires one low. Colby has been throwing pitches in the dirt quite a bit in this game. As the state Miners faithful trying to come to life, there's not many of them here, but you wouldn't know it by the natural microphone. They're hooting and hollering. 1-0 pitch to Cooper. There's a strike right down the middle. One. Swung on and hit in the air out to center field. Should be easy enough for Hill, who retreats a few steps and catches it for out number one. It's actually the Greenville dugout now that is hooting and hollering, trying to return the favor that the Bristol fans have given them in this game. Joe Cardinale, the batter. Lepofsky is ready to go. Cardinale is not. He is now. Lepofsky into the windup. The pitch. This is low, 1-0. Cardinale 0-for-2 in this game with a walk and a run scored. And he takes a called strike. Flyboys will be back at home tomorrow for the first time in a week when they take on the Danville Otterbots. You don't want to miss it. First pitch scheduled at 7 o'clock. We'll be back on the video side of things. You can go to the Flyboys website under the streaming tab and find that. We'll have the video feed for the next five games. I'll be there with you, Howie Boxley. As Cardinale awaits a 2-1, and it's now 3-1. A lot of noise being made here at Boyce Cox Field by not a lot of people. 3-1. Called strike, 3-2. And now Will Ferguson's going to hear it. 8-6, Greenville, bottom of the ninth. One out. Payoff to Cardinale. And that one misses high. State Liners will have the top of their order coming up, and they will bring the tying run to the plate. Tying run will be the speedy Derek Cease. Derek is 2-for-4 in this game with a couple of runs batted in. And quickly, we're going to get some action down the right field line. Somebody's going to get up and loose down there. First pitch to Cease. Misses low, 1-0. Top of the zone, a called strike. Now it's the Flyboys dugout turn to cheer. little bit of a rivalry brewing here in Bristol between these two teams. 1-1 to Cease. Fouled straight back into the netting. Derrick's down to his final strike. Flyboys with a 5-run seventh to overcome a 3-run deficit to this point. There's a ton of walks in that inning. The 1-2. That one missed high. Lepofsky overcooked it. 2-2. That one bounces up there. Off of Gibbs, a full count. Cease already represents the tying run. If Arias comes up with two on, he will represent the winning run. Three, two. That one's flared out to first. Runner runs into the first baseman. That should be a double play, and it is a double play. So on interference, the game is over. So the Flyboys are out of the dugout. So the game is not over. So Cardinale's going to be called out for interference, but Cease is going to reach first. Flyboys dugout came running out thinking it was a double play, as it was a small pop to first base, and it was going to be an easy catch over there for Nick Barone, but he was slammed into by Cardinale, who was trying to return to first. Barone was a little bit shaken up. The thing is about that is it was a chance for Barone to catch it and step on the bag to end the game. So we're going to say Cease popped into a force out, apparently. So he'll reach on a fielder's choice, I guess. Lots of weird stuff happening. The situation is this. Runner on first, two outs, Nick Arias the batter in an 8-6 game. Lepofsky back to work and delivers outside. In a game that's had a lot of heat on both sides, Flyboys a little bit eager to jump out of the first base dugout there and celebrate what they thought was a win on an interference double play. 1-0 to Arias. This is down and in. Things were complicated by Marvin Sims signaling out. It looked like he pointed and called out, and it looked like he called out again. So it looked like Marvin Sims was signaling two outs all the way. But apparently he was just signaling one out. 2-0 to Arias. 3-0. Stateliners are one base runner away from bringing the winning run to the plate. Misses a four-pitch walk to Nick Arias, and the Stateliners will bring the winning run up to the plate. And now Dennis Cook is out. He's sprinting out to the mound to try to talk down Lepofsky. All of this chaos here in the ninth inning from the fans and the dugouts on both sides jeering and the weird interference play at the first base bag. Has all kinds of things going on here. As the meeting is brief, it was with the entire Flyboys defense. Greenville trying to get to 500 for the first time this year with a win. But it's not going to be done easily, as Dalton Bargo will be the batter. Bargo's 1-for-4 in this game. 12-for-45 on the season. He bats with two on and two out. The pitch. There's a strike. Crossfire action left on left. Nothing and one. 8-6 Greenville. Bottom of the ninth. Runners on first and second for Bargo in an 0-1 pitch. That one taken down and away. Like a change up that time by Lepofsky that scattered down and away. One. That one's high. Two balls and a strike. There is some warming up down the right field line, so this could be the last batter that Lepofsky sees. Lepofsky trying to settle down here. Lefty sets at the belt. 6-3. Kicks his right leg and delivers. It's back to him. It's off his glove. It's behind the mound. It's a race to get the ball, and he can't secure it. So it's going to be everybody safe, and the bases are going to be full of state liners. That one's going to be scored a hit, I would assume, as it was off the glove of Lepofsky. It is going to be a hit. Winning runs now at first. Tying run down to second. And the ever-dangerous Aries Gardner is up there. Gardner's reached three times in this game. He's 2-for-3. The pitch. Swing and a shot right to first. Nick Barone catches it on a line. And Greenville survives against Bristol. That was a shot that was potentially headed down the right field line, but right place, right time for Nick Barone and Greenville. Deep breath, everybody. My goodness, that game was wild. The state liners will strand three men on base here in the ninth inning. We'll get you some final totals. My goodness, what a game. Bottom line is this. The Flyboys have won. They have swept the Greenville State Liners. They have won their third game in a row, and they are 2.500 for the first time this year as they are 7-7. They dropped the State Liners to 7-7, even with Greenville. 8 runs, 11 hits, no errors, 6 men left on base for the Flyboys. 6 runs, 11 hits, 3 errors, 7 men left on base for the State Liners. Daniel Egan picks up his first win of the year. He is 1-0. Brandon Decker takes the loss in this one. He's 0-1. Colby Lepofsky picks up his first save of the year. And in a wild one, the Flyboys come back and win it. Time of game, 2 hours, 45 minutes. I've been Howie Boxley. I'll be back with you tomorrow night. We'll be at home. We'll have the video feed. You don't want to miss it. I'll be live at around 6:50 with first pitch at 7 o'clock against the Danville Otterbots. It's been fun. We'll play game 15 tomorrow. I hope to see you there. But for now, have a great Wednesday night. And as always, stay fly, everyone.